God morning to you. He's shown me. At the end of Christ's ministry on the earth, in the upper room on the night of his betrayal, taking the Passover with his disciples for the last time, with Judas Iscariot, his betrayer, absent, Jesus took time to comfort the 11 remaining disciples. The thought of Christ's departure by way of crucifixion, though not fully understood, weighed heavy on the hearts of the 11. In John 14, beginning at verse 1 with the well-known words, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus attempts to comfort the hearts of his own. At verse 8, Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." The works. Just reflecting on the works of Christ in and around me reminded me of the song, "He's Shown Me." The lyrics to that song remind me that I know the Lord not only through his words, but through his works. What he's shown me. He's shown me with just a little faith I can scale a mountain high. He's shown me when I'm hurting, he can dry my teary eyes. He's shown me every sickness is not unto death. He's shown me when I'm weary, he knows how to give me rest. The song says, because the Lord knows me, that's why he shows me his love and his power. Every word of that song the Lord has made real in my life because he has done just that. He has shown me his steadfast love and amazing power over what seemed to me impossible circumstances. Beyond what the Lord has shown me personally, he has shown me his love and power in the lives of people I know personally. I can testify along with the rest of the song. He's shown me he would provide when I was facing poverty. He's shown me grace and mercy when my sin belonged to me. He's shown me special favor when he changed the hearts of men. He's shown me, come what may, he'll be with me to the end. Maybe the love of the Lord is manifested in no greater way than in his willingness to show us what he tells us. Peter might say, he's shown me he would rescue me, and all I could say was, Lord, save me. Mary and Martha might say, he's shown me whenever he arrives, he's still right on time. Maybe you too can look back over your life and say, he's shown me he's a healer, a comforter, a provider, a sustainer, a miracle worker, a counselor, a forgiver, a teacher, a grace giver, and more. But if not you, surely he's shown me.